Uber officials, armed with a study that says 13,000 new jobs could be created if Uber is allowed in all of New York, came to the state capitol to make their case. They've started an online petition and ad campaign to help convince the state legislature to pass laws to allow the service to operate. Uber General Manager Josh Maurer says the need is there. He says 350,000 upstaters and Long Islanders have already downloaded the company's app, even though they can't get the service where they live. He says New York State, which is struggling to create an economic resurgence, is falling behind other parts of the country.
To illustrate this point, every city which hosts an NFL team also has Uber, except Buffalo.
Uber company officials were surrounded by local state legislators and the head of the state's business council, as well as the county sheriff, Craig Apple. He made the case that Uber could help cut down on drunken driving, especially among younger New Yorkers.
Otherwise, there may have been a chance for them taking those couple of drinks, driving home, taking their life or risking the life of somebody else.
Uber says elderly people who have trouble driving could also benefit. They may not want to fuss with an app, but their children or other younger relatives or friends can arrange rides for them, pay for the service, and then track the progress of the car. Most of those 13,000 estimated jobs would be part-time, averaging around $6,000 per driver. But Uber says they attract many part-time workers who may already have other jobs and are looking for extra income. They argue it would not be taking jobs away from anyone, but filling a void. Vic Christopher, who's rehabilitated old buildings in downtown Troy and now runs two trendy restaurants, says when people get off at the upscale train station nearby, they are confronted with what he says is a downscale cab service.
I've traveled cabs in Mexico City, third world countries, and I can tell you that they have more integrity than the cab system at the Albany Rensselaer train station.
Under the current rules in New York, a taxi-type service must negotiate with each individual municipality in order to offer ride services. Uber says that's practically impossible, and they're seeking one state law that allows them to operate everywhere in New York. Uber drivers own their own vehicles and operate independently, giving 25% of the fares they collect to the company, which manages the payments through its central app. But Uber does need a change in state insurance laws so that drivers are covered under a policy that they say would insure each driver for up to $1 million in damages in case of an accident. They also need a law that facilitates third-party background checks on Uber drivers. Upstate lawmakers at the press conference were generally supportive, though Albany Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey says she wants to make sure that any legislation has a provision to serve disabled passengers who might need special vehicles.
And that's why you have to make sure that they don't get left behind here. So there are issues.
Uber has had conflicts with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who sought legislation to curb the company's growth, as well as tensions with the city's powerful taxi and limousine industries. New rules that would apply to the entire state, including New York City, could be an end run around any possible restrictions in the city. Uber's general manager, Josh Moore, denies, though, that that is the company's real agenda.
Honest to God, all I want to do is bring that here. Whether or not legislators decide to include New York City or not include New York City or make it an addition to what's going on in the city is entirely up to them.
Uber is likely to have support from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said he backs a statewide law that regulates Uber and other new ride-sharing companies like Lyft. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.